I'm having lots of imagery, and I wake up from my imagery every now and then. So I'll go ahead and move on to 10 now.
All right. Now that I join you in the affirmation and your intent, and we'll speak again in 10.
That was a, that, you probably saw that electrical jerk. That was a little sensation of stepping onto something, and it gave way underneath my foot. Kind of like, you know, in a falling dream when you grab yourself. That's what that was. I'll proceed on here.
All right.
Visualize sweeping up from my feet, up through my body. And I have a kinesthetic sensation of, like when you stand on your head and the blood rushes to your head, of a lot of pressure being in my head, and then I settle back and press down into the bed below my body, and that's what I know focus 10 to be, is that moving up my body into my head, and then a feeling of pressure as though I was standing on my head. And then a release of that pressure as I drift slightly behind. I sink down into the bed slightly behind my body. My body feels like a piece of tissue paper blowing in the wind. There's a rhythmic rocking motion that isn't justified by water movement on the bed. And my body feels like a piece of tissue paper just kind of flapping in the wind. Definite kinesthetic, gentle, rolling flapping that I technically know isn't justified by water movement in the bed. I, of course, said before, during relaxation process, we're having dream vignettes and things, but this is an awake state and an awake observing of the body in this from a perspective that's slightly behind the body. But I'm certainly right now, it's not flapping so much in the wind as it's just drifting on the left to the right to the left, the right to the left, the right to the left, right. Feels like there's a, it's also something right up and down my spine, like a roller bar, thinking like of somebody, all the descriptions I have don't make sense in gravity, but as though somebody was carrying me, you know, like you carry, two natives might carry their kill through the jungle on a pole, except I'm laying on top of the pole, but you know, I don't fall off. I can just kind of feel it roll back and forth across my back. And of course, that doesn't make sense because obviously you can't lay perfectly on a pole that someone's carrying. But I feel this pole moving, just rolling gently left and right the whole length of my spine, and I'm again sunk down in.
Would you like to be expanding on now?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
And allow your heart to open. Allow yourself to extend your willingness. Let go. Allow.
Moving to focus 12, the first thing that I had was a young puppy. And I said, okay. And then I saw like an automobile tire. And I said, okay, what's this about? And she said, changing. And I said, okay. And then the hubcap kind of turned into, walked over the hubcap and looked in the hubcap, and it was a watch. And I said, oh, that all means that something's time to change. And that was an affirmative. And then I kind of stepped back from the imagery and fell asleep momentarily, or so what's the most appropriate thing to be learning at this level, and then we can move on after I get an answer. The answer seems just to be that I am with you, meaning the nose tickle. So we can go on now. You keep returning to some sort of bicycle scenario, and chain that I was really his bicycle chain, and for some, you know, it wasn't on my mind at all, and keeps going back, and I was oiling the chain and it's kind of frozen up, and I think the message behind that is I have to stay flexible. I'm getting affirmative to that's what it means. It was communication was kind of reminding me of what I was doing and oiling the bicycle chain and wiggling the joints and trying to make it flexible, and it was kind of using that as a memory trace for me to say I need to stay flexible. Okay, I'm vortexing now, turning to the right in a swirling vortex of stars and space and energy. There's a lot going on, but I don't quite understand about it. There is gentle nose tickling. I'm having an interesting experience as I'm hearing things. A while back, there were a couple children playing with socks on their hands, and I could hear the giggle and the laughter and everything. And somebody just threw a set of keys on the table, and I heard the jingle as they hit the table, and somebody said, well, there are the keys. So I think we explore some of this. Maybe it's just that I don't remember reporting hearing things before, and this is kind of interesting. Okay, this packet of keys is a familiar packet of keys. I used to carry a leather packet of keys instead of key ring. And so this is that leather packet of keys, and I don't know exactly where that is now, but I think it's symbolic of you've had the key a long time, kind of a thing, because it was shown to me, and I'm getting an affirmative, that's right. All right, go on. There's nose tickling, and there's quite a discreet change. I was off adventuring and exploring these different scenes and playing around with them, and you change the tones, and you know, I sensed there's a big dramatic change, and then I said, you know, where am I, what's happening here, and realized that you had changed the frequencies. It's interesting how I felt it.
Yeah. Can you describe some of the experiences you've been having?
Part of what came out in my reading from Mary was to get involved in some sort of activity that was didn't have an end purpose to it. That I have an addiction to or a compulsion to purposefulness, and it can be just as addicting as a substance, and that I ought to be thinking about some sort of a behavior that's artistic or musical or something that doesn't have a purposeful to it. But there's nothing wrong with being purposefulness in my behavior, and it gets jobs done, I'm very constructive, and it all works out just fine, but it can also become an addicting behavior. And then I'm being reminded of another piece of information that came to me a while back. Ralph Nader's mother. And they were asking Ralph Nader's mother, do you exercise? And she says, well, she doesn't see any point in going out and walking or jogging or doing exercise, that she scrubs the floors and does this and does that. And I kind of liked that idea and remembered hearing about doing exercise with a purpose, like walk down to the mailbox and walk back up, or I always, again, got linked into and liked and a kind of appeal for doing something because it had a purpose. So you shouldn't exercise for exercise sake. You should find an activity that has a purpose, like you chop wood to make firewood, so you're getting exercise and you're always being very purposeful. And so the whole play idea that has now resolved all that issue is said, have you ever considered that the purpose of it could be to play? And that is a something that I'm understanding now is something that I have to be considering, that the purpose in itself could be just to play. I never liked things like crossword puzzles because it seemed like you did a whole lot of effort in, and what did you have when you went through? You didn't have nothing. What was the end result? Show me what you accomplished in those hours you spent doing the crossword puzzle, and you accomplished nothing. Well, I'm being told that there's value, of course, in play, and the purpose can be the play.
You might want to take this opportunity now to be asking for a special message just for you.
Okay, let me go for a special message. Okay. This is interesting. I began to ask a special message for me, and the special message was, you figure it out. I said, okay. I said, well, if play is important, and I said, what purpose does play serve? And it was like, does you lose, wrong question on Jeopardy or something? You can't ask the concept of what purpose is there to play is an oxymoron, wrong question. So I understood that, and I said, okay. Anyway, I tried several kinds of things, understanding, purpose, value. Those three things were all oxymorons and related to play. And so then I said, okay, what can I be learning from play? And they said, oh, now you're getting close. What do one learn from play? And the answer was experience. And then I said, and what is this experience? And they said, love of self. And I said, that's all right, interesting. And they said, because of, and again, this is unfurling a road again, and it seems as though because of our social conditioning and behaviorisms, I can feel the energy leaking into my voice every now and then. Because of the social behavior and conditioning, a vast amount of what we do is done for others. It's just part of the situation here on Earth and the socialization that we take place and the fact that there are others in our lives. We just spend an awful lot of time doing things for others, and there is nothing wrong with that because others are, in fact, reflections of ourselves. Play is the thing you do for yourself. Play is like the one thing that you can be sure is not in some unconscious programmed behavior. You think you're really doing that for yourself, but actually you're doing it to please your parents or some significant other or in some, strange human dynamic way. But you can't be fooled with play. Play you do for yourself. And so as there is nothing wrong with doing for others because you were simply doing for reflections of your very self, play is the direct route to loving yourself. Instead of loving yourself through reflections, by doing things for others, which is kind of what we do most of the time. Play is the direct route, doing for yourself directly rather than the reflection. And so that's my special message.
That's a wonderful message. Allow yourself now to be vibrating in gratitude for all that you've been receiving and will continue to be receiving. Let me know when this process feels complete.
Okay.
Ready now to be returning?
Mm-hmm. Right. I just want to say I did something curious about the thank you thing. I stood in front of a mirror and wrote in some sort of marker. I don't know, it was a magic marker, lipstick or something. Thank you. So I could see my reflection looking back at me and wrote thank you on the mirror in front of me. I thought that was a kind of a cute way to do that.
Yes. I'll bring all this with you. Returning now to focused in.
Yeah, I can feel some compression happening.